We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by D.A. Davidson, Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, Postal Annex Plus, Dr. Greg Fink and Dr. Eugene Martin, Banner Bank, Dale Graves, the Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, Total Comfort Solutions, Community Bank, McDonald's Zarian Insurance, Walla Walla Transmission, the Emlenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, Burn Street RV, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Crop Production Services, Baker Boyer Bank, Animal Clinic East, Imagine Motors, Connor's Mr. Carpet, Gisa Credit Union, Valley Vision Clinic, Doyle Electric, Concrete Industries, and Super One Foods. And now here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from Boleski Stadium in sunny Walla Walla, Washington on a beautiful May 19th Saturday. And we have regional tournament 2B baseball action for you. The DeSales Irish boys trying to win two games today at Boleski Stadium to advance to Ellensburg, Washington for the state semifinals next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Spring Fest weekend, as they like to call it, as we wind down the school year and the sports seasons for the 2011-2012 year. The DeSales boys in the first round of the state tournament here in regional competition, they will take on Lake Roosevelt from Cooley Dam. And Lake Roosevelt warming up as I speak. The DeSales boys have already taken their warm-ups. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with a look at the lineups and set the stage for this regional tournament contest. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Super One Foods has been a part of the Walla Walla community for a long time. Our customers appreciate extensive product selections, bountiful arrays of fresh produce, seafood, meat, bakery, and deli, and friendly, helpful employees. Being food smart, we know how to help you choose the best, cook it right, and make it taste delicious. That's why so many of our customers leave Super One Foods with smiles on their faces. They not only enjoy shopping at Super One, but they leave with money in their pockets and more time on their hands, too. You can't beat that. Stop by and give us a try. Super One Foods, 9th Street, Walla Walla. Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live at Burleski Stadium. The DeSales boys watching their opponent, Lake Roosevelt, warm up. The Irish in the forest green jerseys with Irish across the front, the white numbers with the gold trim. Connor Hoff, check out Logan Hoff. Connor's a seventh grader in my sixth grade class last year. His older brother, Logan, is warming up down the bullpen along the left field line. Freshman catcher Cameron Richmond receiving his warm-up tosses. Lake Roosevelt, the Raiders from Cooley Dam, Cooley City, just below the dam, warming up. Actually, the city is called Cooley Dam, Washington, according to the program. They in the black uniforms with red and yellow trim. They've got the sleeveless tops with the yellow shirts underneath, dark red hats with black rims, a lot of color in the uniforms, but black is the dominant color. They're a very athletic group. They traveled to Walla Walla for the first round of the state basketball tournament, a regional play over at Walla Walla High School, and soundly defeated Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy's boys, knocking them out of the state tournament, and went on to Spokane to finish in the top eight. So they're a very talented group. They played their district tournament last Friday up at East Wenatchee. They beat Kittitas in the first round of that tournament and then lost to Warden, or check that. Or check my notes. I'm on the wrong page on my notes. They switched on me. My two different brackets have the regionals in different spots. Now I found it. Yes, they played Kittitas in the first round of their district tournament and won that game, and then played Brewster for the third and fourth seed into districts, or into regionals, and lost that ball game. Thus, they're down here in Walla Walla, taking on the DeSales Irish. The Irish boys finished first in their league and then beat Asotin last Saturday here, 18-4, in a game that kind of turned into a lapper. It was tied at 3-3, and then the DeSales put up 15 runs in the fourth inning to blow that one open. And I found my notes, I'm sorry. Lake Roosevelt beat Brewster. So they're the number three team from District 5-6. Either way, they're here in Walla Walla to take on the Irish. Both teams have completed their warm-ups. One game is in the books here in this regional tournament. Lynn Ritzville Sprague, an exciting win over Warden. Warden played in the state championship game last year, had quite a few players back, and Lynn Ritzville Sprague beat them 4-3, scoring the winning run in the sixth inning. So the winner of this one will advance to the state quarterfinals to be played this afternoon at 4 o'clock here on this field for a chance to travel to Central Washington University. So Lynn Ritzville Sprague has a win under their belt. The DeSales Irish will try to join Lynn Ritzville Sprague in the quarterfinals. We'll talk about the lineups for the two teams as we continue to gather our information here at Burleski Stadium. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. Visa Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on the World Wide Web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
Customers love the fact that all our new vehicles are value priced. It makes buying a new vehicle fun again. So we've decided to make another big change. Now, all our used vehicles are also value priced. No negotiation is necessary, and you can feel confident that you are getting a quality used vehicle at a great price. So as we continue to whittle away at this recession, visit our new website, ImagineToyota.com, and pick out your favorite vehicle, whether new or used, value price. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live as able to collect the lineups from our official announcer for this regional tournament, Roy Elia, representing the Walla Walla Union Bulletin as well, and also an alumni of DeSales High School. I'm sure Roy is rooting for the Irish, and for many reasons. Somewhere on that list is his hope that if the Irish win and travel to the state semifinals, Roy will cover the action at his college alma mater, Central Washington University in Ellensburg. That's the goal for the Irish today, win two games and head to the state semifinals at Central Washington University. Lake Roosevelt's Raiders, as I blubbered through in the last segment, out of District 5-6, their tournament last Friday in East Wenatchee, they beat Kittitas in a loser-out game, and then beat Brewster in a game for third and fourth place. Brewster is traveling today, well, probably traveled yesterday, to Adna High School over on the west side of the state to take on Tootle Lake. That's where Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy is today. They play Concrete this morning at 10 a.m. That game is most likely a final. And if we get some information on that score during this broadcast, we'll pass that on to you. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Lake Roosevelt roster. They have five seniors on their roster compared to just one senior on the DeSales roster, so they're an experienced ball club. Their lineup will feature Brady Black, who will lead off and pitch. He's a junior. Their number two hitter is Justice DeWinkler. He will play second base. DeWinkler is a junior. So a couple of juniors in the top two batting spots. Kramer Carlson will hit third and play left field. Carlson is a senior. In the program, he's listed as a catcher and a pitcher, but he will play left field and bat in the cleanup spot for their head coach, Brandon Byers. Also in the lineup, Lee Williams, their third baseman. He's a senior. And then in right field, Dalton Boutain, also a senior. As I mentioned earlier, Carlson is also a senior, so four seniors in a row after two juniors in the batting order. Then their shortstop is also a senior, so a senior-dominated middle of the batting order. That is Tyler Garvin. And their number eight hitter, who will play center field, is Tim Loke. L-O-C-H, he's a junior. And their number nine hitter, it will be their first baseman, Brady Black. Or check that. His position is first base, not his number. His number is nine. Kendall Piccolo, he's a junior. That's the Lake Roosevelt Raiders lineup. Coach Cox for DeSales was able to travel up to East Wenatchee last Friday and watch their district tournament. And talking to some of the players, having the chance to run into Coach Cox during the week. I teach up at Assumption School. Coach Cox is down at our high school, so our paths don't cross that often. But several of the players I've bumped into here and there this week, I said, hey, what's the scouting report on the Raiders? And Coach Cox relayed to them that they are very aggressive at the plate, very aggressive on the base paths, a lot of first-pitch swinging, and first-pitch base stealing when the Raiders get on base. So DeSales will have to hold those runners close and obviously, first of all, locate well with the pitches and play good defense and try to keep them on the base path. So it sounds like a very confident, aggressive Lake Roosevelt team, five seniors in their starting lineup and four juniors. So an experienced club. DeSales starts just one senior. Coach Kim Cox, 602 victories now. He got his 600th victory up at Asotin in a regular season doubleheader sweep. Then got 601 in the district tournament last Saturday with another win over Asotin. And then in a nice tune-up game Tuesday, La Grande, Oregon, a 4A Oregon school, which would equate to a 2A/3A school in Washington, traveled down here to DeSales, and the Irish beat LeGrand in a made-up rainout game from earlier in the spring, beat LeGrand 8-0. So DeSales boys playing very well lately, a sweep of Assotin to end the regular season, beat Assotin in the district tournament, and then beat a very good LeGrand team 8-0 Tuesday, and it's loser out today. So the Irish will have to be on the top of their game, try to get a win over Lake Roosevelt, and meet Lynn Ritzville Sprague for the regional championship in the state quarterfinals. We'll be back with the DeSales lineup and first pitch when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
House training a new puppy can be easy and effective if you dedicate the necessary time, patience, supervision, and encouragement. Teach your puppy the proper location by accompanying him every time he goes outdoors. The pup will soon recognize odors from previous excursions. And always reinforce positive behavior with plenty of praise. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at the regional tournament here at Bolesky Stadium. The announcements of the lineups, the Lake Roosevelt Raiders are standing along the first base line waiting for the Irish boys to be announced. The Sales will be the designated home team in this quarterfinal contest. So let's go ahead and look at the defense that Kim Cox will send out there in this ball game. Same lineup as last week's district tournament win over Assotin. Playing first base will be Tim Cottle. Tim is a junior. At second base will be Joe Dean, another junior. At shortstop will be Travis Hain, also a junior on this very young but experienced DeSales roster. And at third base, the only senior on the DeSales roster, Spencer Cordero. In left field will be Kyler Pomeraning. In center field will be Riley Roach. And in right field will be Cody Josephek. On the mound will be Logan Hoff. Logan started against the Soden in the district tournament last week, but didn't finish the game. He took a low line driver right off the shoe top, literally, and a very tender foot that was bothering him, having trouble locating his pitches, and it was a close ball game at 3-3, struggling a little bit with his control. The bases loaded up, and veteran coach Kim Cox saw trouble brewing, brought in Cameron Richmond, the freshman number two pitcher, and Cameron induced a pop-up to end that inning, and then DeSales exploded for 15 runs in the top of the next inning for the Irish. And DeSales is here. Logan Hoff, a no decision in that one, but Logan has been very solid all season long for the DeSales Irish with a record of 9-1, a 2.4 ERA, and coming into the postseason, 61 strikeouts and just 16 walks, excuse me. Very impressive stats for Logan Hoff. The batting order for Lake Roosevelt, I mentioned it once already. Brady Black, a junior, leads off. Justice DeWinkler, a junior, at bat second. Kramer Carlson, senior, batting third. Keith Rosenbaum, another senior, batting fourth. Lee Williams, another senior, bats fifth. Dalton Butane, also a senior, hit sixth. Tyler Garvin, another senior, bats seventh. Tim Locke, a junior, hits in the eighth spot. And Kendall Piccolo will hit in the number nine spot. He is also a junior. So a very experienced Lake Roosevelt roster. Five seniors, four juniors in the lineup. DeSales, just one senior in their starting lineup. But DeSales baseball is no stranger to postseason play, a perennial state tournament qualifier, 16 state championships under the leadership of Coach Kim Cox, two strings of seven straight, and a couple of others dating back to 1989. But the Irish, a bit of a self-imposed drought. They've made it to the Final Four the last few years, but have not been able to bring home a state championship trophy since, 2008, I think, is the last one that we've got. We're very, very spoiled, but we've earned that recognition. Kim Cox runs a very disciplined, hard-working program, and the Irish boys break the huddle, take the field at Sonny Borowski Stadium. We'll be back with first pitch in this regional tournament contest on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710. And on Facebook or W2Trans.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish boys have completed their final infield warm-ups. Logan Hoff has completed his warm-up tosses. And standing in the right-hand batter's box is Brady Black. And we're ready to go in this regional tournament contest. First pitch popped into the infield. Soft pop-up. Spencer Cordero gloves it easily. Trouble for me sometimes, between my teaching and my coaching, I deal with so many different kids. Spencer Cordero's younger brother is Logan, and Logan Hoff is the pitcher, and they were both going after that ball. I got my names mixed up. But one pitch, one out. And now Justin DeWinkler takes the first pitch low for ball one, another pitch low as Hoff working quickly. So one out, and DeWinkler, the number two hitter, hits it hard to straightaway center field, but with a nice beat on it is Riley Roach. He makes the catch easily. A lot of room out there in dead center field at Burleski Stadium, home of the Walla Walla Suites, who will open up play June 1st. 3:15 down the left field line with that tall hand-operated scoreboard. Goes about 20 feet high. It's about 4:10 to straightaway center, 3:65 to the power alleys, and 3:25 down the right field line. Swing and a miss for the fastball by Kramer Carlson, the number three hitter for Lake Roosevelt. Breaking ball up and outside, taken by Carlson for ball one. So Logan showed him the fastball, then a breaking ball way off the plate. Fouled straight back on the next pitch. Logan ahead in the count to Carlson. One ball, two strikes. Good sportsmanship by the on-deck batter, Keith Rosenbaum, gets the errant ball. There's a chopper up the middle. Gloved by Hayne. It's short, throws across for the out, and a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Irish. For Lake Roosevelt, to top the first inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The Sales will be coming to bat. We'll go ahead and stay here. We'll set the defense for the Lake Roosevelt Raiders and go through the batting order for the Sales. For Lake Roosevelt, defensively, at first base, Piccolo, a junior. At second base, DeWinkler, Justice DeWinkler, another junior. At shortstop will be Tyler Garvin, a senior. At third base will be Lee Williams, another senior. In left field will be Keith Rosenbaum. In center field, Rosenbaum's a senior. In center field will be Tim Locke, a junior. In right field will be Dalton Butane, a senior. And the catcher pitcher battery for Lake Roosevelt's Raiders, behind the plate will be Kramer Carlson, a senior. And Brady Black, a junior, will be on the mound. Black is a right-hander. He's the batter that led off the game with a on a first pitch out. For the Sales, leadoff hitter will be Joe Dean. Joe, a 409 hitter on the regular season. Scored 3 runs and had an RBI in the district championship game last Saturday. Travis Hayne will bat second. He was 2-for-4 with a double and 4 RBIs in that district championship game last week, as the DeSales hitters really came to life, especially in that fourth inning. Hits, errors, bases loaded, walks by the Asotin pitching, and the Irish had 15 runs in that inning. Hey, Joe Dean will stand in. Very good leadoff batter. 400 hitter, 7 stolen bases, 26 RBIs. Joe will try to get it started off, standing right up in the front corner of that right-hand batter's box. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. Just passed a note that Waitsburg Prescott's boys won their first round game 3-1 over Concrete. Next pitch is over for a strike, fouled at the plate, rolls into the on-deck circle. Travis Hayne will pick it up. Count even at a ball and a strike on Joe Dean. Black's next pitch, the number down the first base side, it's foul as well. Kind of an off-speed pitch up in the eyes of Joe Dean. He kind of stabbed at it right at the last moment and hit a little spinner up the first base side that spun foul. So 1-2 on Joe Dean. So congratulations to Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy out of District 9, the third seed. Travels all the way across the state to Adna and gets a 3-1 win over Concrete. Next pitch is a ball to Joe Dean. He hits a 2-2 pitch to the third baseman on a hop. Toss across by Williams is just in time to get a hustling Joe Dean at first base. Good defense by the Raiders. That will bring up Travis Hayne. Hayne, a 387 hitter, 17 RBIs on the season. So good at bat for Joe Dean. Worked the count to 2-2. Made the defense make a play. Also from District 9, Asotin is up in Spokane today. They play Northwest Christian at 1 o'clock at Shadle Park High School. hopped opposite direction of the batter's box that Joe Dean lines up. Joe was in the front corner nearest the plate. Travis got his back foot in the back corner, but right up on the inside edge of the batter's box. The Sales hitters like to crowd the plate, put the pressure on the pitcher. Kane has taken two pitches, one for a ball now, one for a strike. Count even at 1-1. Black working quickly. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside corner. One ball, two strikes on aim. The Sales, 19-2 record coming into this one. Next pitch low and away in the dirt. Did not get a chance to visit with Coach Byers of Lake Roosevelt to get their exact record. Next pitch lined hard into left field for a base hit. I was checking my crowd mic level. Hopefully you heard that crack of that bat. Travis Haynes, two-strike hitting, solid base hit. So our first baseman of the game belongs to the Irish. Now I'll bring up Spencer Cordero. Spencer was 1-for-4 against Asotin in the district championship game last week. Only senior on the DeSales roster. First pitch of Cordero will never up the third base side foul. So Spencer, aggressive first pitch swinging. 380 hitter on the season, 22 RBIs. Haynes, 6 stolen bases on the year over at first base. We'll see if they test the arm of the senior catcher for Lake Roosevelt, Kramer Carlson. Outfielders, especially the center fielder and left fielder, playing very shallow for Cordero. Spencer's got some good power, and he asked for timeout, and timeout is granted by the home plate umpire. The wind is got the flag straight out, not blustery wind, but a brisk breeze, I guess I would call it. So one strike pitch to Spencer. It's a strike on the inside corner. So Black ahead of Cordero. No balls, two strikes. One out. Travis Haynes is on with a solid base hit to left field. Black working from the stretch. Haynes, pretty pedestrian lead over there. Now a new stretch is Black. Haynes, they've got him picked off. Haynes takes off for second. Soft toss down. Now they've got Haynes in a rundown. Shortstop is chasing him back. Throw to first. And the first baseman drops the ball in the bag, and Haynes is safe. So Travis Haynes pounds his fist into the dirt, upset with himself that the error on the first baseman, who couldn't put the tag on him, the shortstop, did a nice job. Taylor Garvin ran Haynes back to first base, and the first baseman, Kendall Piccolo, could not make the play. So Haynes survived the pickoff attempt. In the district championship game, Joe Dean was picked off first base, took off for second, and beat the throw in the tag. Haynes back at first base. Spencer takes a next pitch low on the corner for strike three. Spencer didn't like the call. Spencer's had some challenges in postseason play. In the district tournament, he struck out twice. Strikeout victim there. And that'll bring up Tim Cottle. Tim, a 377 hitter. He's a junior. During the regular season, he led DeSales in RBIs of 27 and the only DeSales home run of the season. The Irish have hit very well for average on the year. And they've got a lot of extra base hits, but only one home run. 367 team batting average. And Kyle hits this one high to left field, right at the electronic, the hand up where you score, it is gone! A high, towering home run by Tim Kyle. Well, a little bit of a lead in there. The only home run of the season was by Tim, and he took that pitch, felt high, and just blasted it out here. It was a high fly ball, really no wind to help it, and it went right way over the Inland Cellular hand-operated scoreboard in straightaway left field. That's a 20-foot wall at the 315 mark, and Tim Cottle, two out, two-run home run, for the junior Tim Connell. His second year into sales has an early 2-0 lead. So the error on the first baseman, not able to put the tag on Hain, comes back to haunt the Raiders, and DeSales makes Lake Roosevelt pay with a two-run Tim Connell home run, and I'll bring up Cameron Richmond. Cameron was very solid in that district tournament. 3-for-4, 2 ribbies, scored twice, and he was the winning pitcher coming into the fourth inning with the bases loaded and the score tied 3-3. Cameron is quickly ahead in the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Tim Cottle gets the Irish off to a great start with that towering home run. Cameron takes the next pitch for a strike. The scoreboard says 3-0, but I'm pretty sure the umpire said 2-1. He takes a pitch there for a strike. Now it's 2-2 as the umpire waggles his fingers to try to make sure the scoreboard operator understands and everybody understands it's 2-2. Next pitch low and away, and the count is full. Logan Hoff was looking at the scoreboard, thought it was 3-1. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Hits the right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Cameron Richmond just sucked the bat out there and slapped the soft liner to right field. So DeSales, third hit of the first inning. And now Logan Hoff, starting pitcher for DeSales, will step in. The junior, a 370 hitter on the year. Hoff. Now, takes the pitch high and inside for ball one. There's a snap throw to first base. Richmond is back safely, sliding in. So they've kept Brady Black out there for quite some time now. Facing his sixth batter of the first inning, 2 runs are in on a 2-out, 2-run homer. There's a pitch out. Richmond dives back as they snap throw it down to first base from the catcher. So the Raiders, thinking maybe that Richmond was going to be on the move. And the pitch out gives the ball 2 to Logan Hoff, 2-0. Black pitch over to Hoff, right across the knees for strike one. Cody Josephek on deck for DeSales. The outfield continues to play shallow. Wouldn't have mattered where they were playing on Cottle's hit. That ball was gone, way out of here. And Hoff takes the next pitch up and away. So Black had a chance to get out of the inning 1-2-3, and there's a snap throw over towards Richmond, and Richmond just does get back. Cameron was kind of walking off the bag, and a little snap throw over by Black. Cameron dives back safely. They had Hain picked off, couldn't execute the play. Now Richmond going up and in. It's ball four, so Richmond is in safely at second base. Doesn't matter. So no stolen base there as Hoff earns the walk. So Black, you got Joe Dean out to start the game. Base hit by Travis Hain. Bosch pickoff attempt. Cordero struck out, but then a 2-run homer by Cottle, base hit by Richmond, walk to Logan Hoff, and the Irish have 2 on with 2 outs and 2 runs are in. And now we have a pinch runner for the pitcher, Logan Hoff. It's technically not called a pinch runner. It's called a courtesy runner. So Darryl Galloway, sophomore for the Irish, will run for Logan Hoff. In high school baseball, you can run for your pitcher with no penalty in the substitution rules. It's called a courtesy runner. Gives the pitcher a chance to rest up, speeds up the game a little so he's ready to come out and pitch. And got a little delay in the action here for some reason. Cody Josephek standing in. Cody, the right fielder, 484 hitter, late about the second half of the season, he's really come on. He hits one off the handle to center field. Center fielder's going to drift back and make the catch for the out to end the inning. Tim locked with the catch. But a good first inning for DeSales here in the bottom of the first inning of this regional first-round ball game. DeSales gets 2 runs on 3 hits, two runners left on. Of course, the big hit, the Tim Cottle two-run home run after one inning. DeSales up 2-0. You're listening to DeSales Playoff Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zurich Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zurich team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zurich Insurance. This team works for you.
Do you need to expand your inventory or hire another employee? How do you make the most of your cash flow? How can you reduce or eliminate fees on your business checking account? These are issues that we at Community Bank help solve on a day-in, day-out basis. Need a good business bank? No problem. Community Bank, local money working for local people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Solutions, not problems.
KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Logan Hoff will take the mound to start the second inning for the Irish. The sales up 2-0. And Keith Rosenbaum, the left fielder for Lake Roosevelt, will lead off the second inning. And first pitch swinging right to hang it, shortstop on a ground ball, toss across the Cottle for the out. Well, the scouting report from Kim Cox, which is typically very accurate. He said they were aggressive early in the count and several first pitch swinging batters early in the game. Rosenbaum recorded out on one pitch. That's nice for Logan Hoff. Keeps the pitch count down. Lee Williams, another senior, comes up. He takes the first pitch for strike one. A few Lake Roosevelt fans have come down from Cooley Dam. Swing and a miss on the next pitch to Williams. So Hoff quickly heads. No balls, two strikes. Somebody yelling, come on, Lee, you can do it, to the senior third baseman. A swing and a miss at a slider at the knees. Nice location, keeping the ball down in the strike zone. Logan Hoff records his first strike out of the game and two quick outs for Lake Roosevelt. And first pitch swinging, Dalton Butane swings and misses. Butane, another one of those Lake Roosevelt seniors, five on the roster, swinging a miss. And Hoff is working very quickly, and Lake Roosevelt is swinging through the ball. Next pitch just off the corner outside as the DeSales coaching staff moves Riley Roach well over into right center field. And there's a fly ball down the right field line. Josefek on the run makes the catch just in foul territory near the bullpen. Nice running catch by Cody Josefek. So a 1-2-3 inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Raiders. The sales up 2-0, coming to bat in the bottom of the second inning in this regional tournament ball game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Comfort to ease the misery or grief of. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and according to Webster's Dictionary, the lack of comfort is pretty scary. At Total Comfort Solutions, we specialize in providing long-lasting, worry-free, energy-saving comfort. And for a limited time, we are adding some comfort to your wallet in the form of a $1,400 rebate on the purchase of a high-efficient Lennox comfort system. Call now so we can ease the misery and grief. 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the sales will start the second inning, bottom of the second inning offensively with Adam Eskel at the plate. Adam, a sophomore, he's a designated hitter. He will bat for Riley Roach, the senior center fielder. First pitch to Adam is low for ball one. Adam, a 259 hitter on the season, but a real solid district championship game last Saturday. 3 for 4, 3 RBIs, and he scored a run. Takes the next pitch high over his head off the edge of the catcher's mitt. So he's ahead in the count 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch also inside. So Black laboring right away here in the bottom of the second inning with 3-0 count. Next pitch is also up for ball 4. So a 4-pitch lock. And so the DeSales trying to keep the pressure on. And we've got a timeout as Kramer Carlson, the senior catcher, is going to go out and talk to his junior pitcher. And Tyler Pomerang. Gives Coach Cox kind of a back-to-back leadoff hitters. Tyler from the number 9 spot is a 464 hitter, handles the bat very well. Very possible bunt situation. He turns the bunt. There goes Eskel. He pulls the bat back, throws high. Eskel safe with the stolen base. This is low away. Pomerang pulled the bat back. Carlson throws high. Eskel's in with the stolen base. And now Pomerang with one ball, no strikes. See if he tries to bunt Eskel over to third. He is square late to bunt, bunts it nicely down the third base side, only played first base, toss across in time to get Kyler. But Kyler Pomerang, a nice bunt, squared late, and coming in on it and fielding it nicely was Lee Williams. But now Adam Eskel is over to third base with just one out. And the top of the order with Joe Dean at the plate. Black working in the stretch with Eskel at third base. Curveball high, right in the eyes of Joe Dean. Joe worked the count to 2-2 to lead off the game before grounding out to the third baseman. So one ball pitch also high. Snap throw down to third base off the third baseman's head as he caught the ball and went for the tag. It went off the top of his mitt, and then the throw back to the pitcher gets away. Eskel's going to try to score. Here's the play at the plate. Eskel is out easily there. So the DeSales tried to take advantage there of a Lake Roosevelt mistake as the snap throw down to third base from the catcher Carlson. The sweeping tag off the high throw by Lee Williams. The ball had gone off his glove a little bit. He jogged back, retrieved it, threw wild back to the pitcher, rolled into foul territory on the first base side. Eskel broke for home, but Piccolo there to pick it up in foul territory, threw a strike to home plate. So the bases are now empty, and there's a strike into Joe Dean. 2 balls, 1 strike. Next pitch is high to Joe Dean. So Eskel is recorded on the out, 3-2. And Joe Dean nubs one foul up the third base side. And now the count is full on Joe Dean. They got 4 balls and 2 strikes. Those keypads are hard. You put your finger on them too hard and it records 2 numbers instead of 1. Here's a 3-2 pitch in the dirt and for ball 4. So Joe Dean's on the second walk of the inning by Lake Roosevelt. I'll bring up Travis Haynes. Base hit. Survived a hot box play after being caught off first base. And then came in on the 2-run home run by Tim Cottle. Takes the first pitch over for strike 1. Snap throw to first base. Dean is back in time. Joe, 7 stolen bases on the year. Got a very average lead over there at first base right now. Next pitch up and in for a ball to Hain. Count even at a ball and strike on Travis. So the DeSales has proven they can score with 2 outs here at Burleski Stadium. That big 15-run inning against the Soton last week when the score was tied 3-3, all with two outs. And there's a pitch up and in, did not hit Hame, but went all the way to the screen, and Joe Dean will travel down to second base on the wild pitch by Black. So Travis Hame has a count in his favor, 2-1, the 387 hitter, trying to pick up an RBI here with Dean in scoring position at second base. Next pitch over for a ball. Spencer Cordero on deck for DeSales. Black in the stretch, checks Dean, here's the 3-1 pitch, low away for ball four. Black's third walk of this second inning. The junior is struggling with his control. And Spencer Cordero, who struck out looking his first time up, a chance to pick up an RBI here. Spencer, 380 hitter with 22 RBIs on the season. Next pitch low in the dirt, knocked down by Carlson. Throw down to third. Dean takes third. Hane does not move down to second base, though. But Joe Dean, very aggressive, saw the ball in the dirt. So the wild pitch, two wild pitches, and Joe Dean is from first to third. Now Hane at first base with good speed as well. We'll see if Coach Cox puts him in motion here. Cordero ahead in the count, 1-0. Slightly open stance. Spencer takes the next pitch right on the inside corner for strike one. Boy, Spencer's body language, when he takes a pitch and it doesn't go the way he wants, he definitely takes a little look at the umpire. 1-1 on the senior. 1-1 pitch, curveball hit foul down the third baseline. 1-2 on Cordero. Irish up 2-0, trying to add on here in the bottom of the second inning. Joe Dean over at third base, just 90 feet away. Hane, average lead at first base, 2 outs. Black, next pitch, check swing, foul on the first base side. Spencer tried to pull the bat back, couldn't do it. Chinked one foul off the screen in front of the first base dugout. Count remains 1-2 on Cordero. Tim Cottle on deck. Hane will run on the pitch, swing and a miss by Cordero. So Cordero strikes out, takes both hands, and throws the bat on the ground. And the umpire, a couple words for Spencer, but he lays the helmet down and walks away. So Spencer Cordero not able to come through for the Irish there. So DeSales couldn't take advantage of 3 walks by Lake Roosevelt pitcher Brady Black. No runs, no hits, no errors, 2 runners left on base. We've played 2 complete. DeSales up 2-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like-new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live and quickly into the third inning. And Tyler Garvin, the shortstop for Lake Roosevelt, has his coach smiling. A late bunt right down the third baseline. By late, I mean he turned the bat at the last moment and put it beautifully right on the edge of the grass. And dirt cut out up the third base side. Spencer Cordero gloved it nicely, but not able to make a play. So Garvin, a bunt single to lead off the top of the third inning. The first runner, the first hit for Lake Roosevelt. First pitch to Tim Locke, the center fielder, is up and away. So Ha, for the first time this game, working out of the stretch with a base runner. Locke squares the bunt. He bunts it high and foul all the way out of play. And the count even at 1-1. So, Lake Roosevelt going to the bunt to get things going. We talked about the scouting report on Lake Roosevelt being very aggressive on the base paths. So we'll see what happens. Their first runner, Garvin, a senior over at first base. Count even at 1-1 on Locke. Hoff will step off as Coach Brandon Byers flashes through the signs at first base. There's a runner taking off. There's a ball lifted into left field. Shallow on the run. Pomeranian dives. On the play, and no throw to first base. Good, a Pomeranian quick jump on the ball. Came flying in, made a diving catch in shallow left field. Garvin was able to retreat safely to first base, but a beautiful defensive play by Kyler Pomeranian as Lake Roosevelt had the hit and run on there. That was a web jam by Pomeranian, the junior, for the first out. And now a snap throw to first base to keep Garvin close. Obviously, Lake Roosevelt wants to run with Garvin at first base. Kendall Piccolo, the first baseman, at the plate. Number nine hitter, another throw over at Garvin. Piccolo, his error at first base when they had Hain in the pickle. Piccolo had Hain in the pickle. Unable to put the tag on Travis. Ball squirted out of his mitt when they had him dead to rights. And then Tim Cottles, two-run homer. There's the runner going. Garvin, here's the throw down by Richmond. Plenty of time there. And Richmond, the freshman, guns down Garvin easily. Put that ball right on the front corner of the bag. Travis Hain caught it. Let Garvin slide right into the mitt. So Lake Roosevelt gunned down by the catcher, the freshman, Cameron Richmond. Caught stealing is Garvin for the second out. That first pitch to Piccolo was a ball. Now he swings and misses at a strike to count even at 1-1 on Piccolo. So Lake Roosevelt's first base runner is erased. Good defense in this inning by DeSales. Kyler Pomeranian's diving catch, and Cameron Richmond with a bullet down to second base to get Garvin stealing. And then Piccolo swings and misses as I get talking about the defense, and that was strike three. So no runs, one hit, no Irish errors, nobody left on base. We've played two complete, or check that, we've played two and a half innings. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning. DeSales up 2-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hassle-free, pressure-free, worry-free. Since 1950, these three statements have described the way Dale Graves does business. Hassle-free because they simply don't allow it. Pressure-free because high pressure is not the way to do business. And worry-free because their award-winning service department backs up all their sales. Others may make these claims. Dale Graves has been the dealership of choice for over 60 years. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. A tradition of satisfaction since 1950. South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, heading to the bottom of the third inning. Good news for DeSales, Tim Cottle is at the plate. Bad news for DeSales, he's leading off, so nobody's on for him to drive in. Tim Cottle with a towering two-run home run. His first time up over the hand-operated scoreboard, which is not in operation today. They use that for the sweeps games. The wood bat leak, semi-pro team, I guess is the best way to describe it. And there's a pitch low and in the dirt all the way to the screen. That barely made the dirt cutout as Black will certainly try to be careful with Tim Cottle, who took him deep for his first time up. Next pitch up and away, way high for ball two to Collins. wind is blowing straight in the flag just beyond the right field foul pole. Next pitch high to Cottle. Lake Roosevelt being very careful with the junior. Two home runs on the season, both of DeSales home runs this year. That home run has the 2-0 lead for the Irish. And Cottle takes a fourth pitch walk. Already the fifth walk by Brady Black. He had one walk in the first inning, walked three batters in the second inning, but was able to get out of the jam with no runs as he struck out Spencer Cordero to end the second inning. There's a throw over Tim Cottle, and Cottle is back. And Tim, decent speed for a big kid. Tim goes about 6'1", 195, 200 maybe, hopeful as a football coach. But anyway, Tim's not a threat to steal. Cameron Richmond takes the first pitch over to him for strike one. Cameron, solid base hit to right field his first time up. Freshman, nice shot throwing out a base runner. There's another throw over, Cottle back safely. The winner of this game will take on Lynn Ritzel Sprague in the regional championship game or state quarterfinals. And Richmond hits one hard to left field. Left fielder drifting back up over his head. One bounce off the wall. And Richmond in with a stand-up double. Cottle takes a big turn at third, and he's tagged out. Tim Cottle took a turn at third base. They threw it right behind him, and he's tagged out. So base running error for DeSales. That's the bad news. The good news, Cameron Richmond, a high fly ball on a hanging curve. It didn't quite have the oomph in it that Tim Cottle's shot did, but one bouncing off the wall. But Tim Cox, a little frustrated with the base running of Tim Cottle as he's recorded out. So Cameron Richmond in scoring position at second base, strike one over to Logan Hoff. So an uncharacteristic base running error for DeSales. Tim just not aware of where the ball was. The whole play was in front of him until he turned third base. And now Black will step off, and Cameron Rich will walk back to second base. Now Black back on the mound looking for his sign from his senior catcher, Kramer Carlson. Now a timeout by Carlson. This is the second time Carlson and Black have visited at the mound. Black has struggled with his control. Five walks, and we're in the third inning. One strike on Hoff, swing and a miss. Strike two on Logan Hoff. Hoff walked his first time up. I'm guessing Carlson said, hey, let's just challenge these guys. And I noticed that the left fielder playing quite a bit deeper now. That second ball that's been hit over his head, I mentioned early in the game how shallow he was playing. And there's a little chopper off the plate. Your home's going to be tough. Pitcher blocked by the glove, throw across, knocked down nicely by Piccolo, but Hoff is safe. That's what we call the swinging bunt. He shot it right at the plate, but it rolled perfectly into that bunt zone between the third baseman and the pitcher. So that's going to be a base hit for Hoff of the infield variety. Richmond moves over to third base. And Galloway, the courtesy runner, will come out to first base. Base and Logan Hoff will retreat to the dugout. So DeSales has runners at the corner with one out, and Cody Josephek, who hit one hard to center field, but right at the center fielder, Tim Locke, will stand in. Cody, another junior on the DeSales roster, takes a strike at the knees. DeSales up 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. One District 9 team's already won in regional tournament play today. Congratulations to Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy and a 3-1 win over Concrete over in Adna, Washington. And Galloway's running, swinging a miss. Here's a throw down by Carlson. It's cut off by the second baseman trying to catch Richmond off third base, but nothing doing there. So Galloway steals second base. and Hoff has two strikes on him. Now, excuse me, Joe Spick, a little number in the infield. Shortstop's going to glove it, toss across, scoop through it by Piccolo at first base of the out, but Richmond comes in to score. So Cody Josephek didn't hit it hard, but it got the job done. Garvin had to charge it, made the throw over to first. Piccolo gloved it. But Josephek gets the ground out in the infield that produces an RBI, and the Irish are now up 3-0. With two outs, Adam Eskel at the plate takes the first pitch for ball one. Eskel walked, stole second base, and ended up being thrown out at home. I think Coach Cox said that's my fault, but basically what happened is they snapped through down to third base to try to get Eskel. Third baseman couldn't handle the throw. Then he threw wild back to the pitcher at the end of the play, and Eskel took off for home and was thrown out at home. As I described previous action, we've had two pitches come in. One of them a ball, one a strike, so 2-1 on Eskel. Next pitch off speed, swing and a miss. Count even at 2-2. And there's another throw over to third base. Galloway is back. Galloway moved over to third on that infield ground out by Josephek that scored Richmond. Next pitch low and away. So the count full on Eskel. With two outs, the DeSales boys up 3-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. 3-2 pitch up and outside, so Eskel has reached deep base safely in both of his at-bats, the sixth walk by Brady Black. And that'll bring up Kyler Pomeranning, who handles the bat very well with the punt. Third baseman Lee Williams is back at this moment, playing double play depth. Now he'll creep up as Black gets in his motion. Pomeranian takes the first pitch at the knees for strike one. Even at the bag, over there is Williams at third. Kyler waves the bat across the plate. Here's the one strike pitch. Breaking ball fouled straight back. So Kyler's got two strikes on him now. So DeSales scored two runs with two outs in the first inning. Two-run home run by Tim Cottle. They scored one here in the third. Pomeranian tried to come through with two outs. Well, chopped down the third base side. It's foul. Kyler, very capable, a .464 hitter on the season. He's a tough out. He'll make Black work. Black has had to work every inning. Third inning here. Here's a pitch to Pomeranian in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher Carlson. Here comes Galloway. Here's a throw to the plate. He keeps it in the score. So hits in the dirt, goes to the screen, and DeSales gets two runs in this inning. Cameron Richmond, a double, came around to score on the infield ground out. Galloway, courtesy running for Logan Hopp, scores on the wild pitch by Black, his third wild pitch of the game. And now Kyler, with one ball, two strikes, gets some words of advice from Kim Cox as they get a new baseball out there. Now Kyler's back in the batter's box. Number down at second base now is Eskel. DeSales up 4-0. That ball hit hard into center field. That's a base hit. Eskel takes the turn at third. Here's the throw in. It's cut off, and DeSales will score to the third run of the inning. So two-out rally for the Irish. A clutch two-out RBI base hit by Kyler Pomeranian. So with two outs, the Sales have scored two more runs, and they lead it 5-0, and that will bring Brandon Byers, the Lake Roosevelt coach, out of the dugout to visit with his pitcher, Brady Black, the junior. He struggled. He walked one in the first inning, walked three more in the second inning, but did not give up a run. He's walked two in this inning and given up three hits. So six walks, unofficially three wild pitches in the game as well. And the Irish will turn the lineup over again. Joe Dean, the leadoff hitter for DeSales, his third at bat of the game here in the third inning. He walked and moved all the way to third on a couple of wild pitches. There's a snap throw over to Pomeranian. Keep Pomeranian close. He dives back safely. So three runs for DeSales in this inning. They lead it 5-0. There's another throw over. Gets away from Piccolo. And Pomeranian will move down to second base, take a big turn. He's going to come to third as they just now fielded the ball, and they can't get it in. So Ida Pomeranian never slowed down. Kim Cox recognized the problem the leaders were having over picking up the ball on the fence, and there's a lot of room in foul territory here at Burleski Stadium. And so a two-base error there as Pomeranian moves all the way to third base. We'll give that air to the pitcher on the low throw. So just like that, the Irish have another run 90 feet away for Joe Dean. And Joe takes strike one on the first pitch to him. So DeSales has used somewhat aggressive base running to draw the pickoff attempts. And there's a hanging curveball hit hard into left center. The left fielder's got a beat on it. He makes the play. Wow, the center fielder make a flying leap for the ball and fortunately landed on the turf. And the left fielder, Keith Rosenbaum, able to make the catch. Good thing those two didn't hit. That would have been a bad deal. Well, the Irish get three runs on two hits, three hits, actually. There was one error on the Raiders, one runner left on base, and the Irish lead 5-0 after three innings. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Logan Hoff has faced the minimum through three innings. He has given up one hit, a bunt single by Tyler Garvin to lead off the last inning, but then he was erased, caught stealing on a perfect throw down to second base by Cameron Richmond. So Hoff will work through the second time through the order now here in the top of the fourth. He's even in the count of one ball and one strike on Brady Black, his pitching counterpart, who takes strike two on the outside corner. Irish up 5-0 here in the fourth inning. There's a line drive just over the glove of Joe Dean at second base for a solid single for Brady Black. So for the second inning in a row, Lake Roosevelt has the leadoff hitter on. And that'll bring up Justin DeWinkler. The junior flew out to center field his first time up. So Black, the leadoff hitter, guessing he's got good speed over there. But Lake Roosevelt down 5-0, been caught stealing at once. We'll see if that tones down their aggression. Coach Brandon Byers flashes the signs. Black not going, pitches right at the knees for a strike. Count even at 1-1 on DeWinkler. Hoff in the stretch, checks the runner. 1-1 pitch, low and away. Ball two on DeWinkler. Logan pitching into the fourth inning now, so he will not be eligible to pitch in the second game. There's Black going on the steal. There's a throw by Richmond, and it's up the line a little bit, but caught nicely by Dean, and he tags him out. So Lake Roosevelt 0-for-2 on the ceiling. That throw got out of there quick by Richmond. Jodine caught it high on the first base side of second base and able to tag Black on the shoulder. And there's a little ground ball that got him spanned by Cordero on the dive. Toss across, that time's going to be a base hit. Nice diving shot by Spencer Cordero. But DeWinkler is going to have the infield single. So Cameron Richmond has done a nice job erasing attempted base stealers for the Raiders. One out. The Winkler's on at first base as the Raiders have three hits now but have not advanced the runner past first base. Kramer Carlson grounded out the shortstop to end the first inning, stands in. Check swing at a pitch in the dirt. Did he go? No call. They ask him to check. Umpire first base says no, he did not. Ball one on Carlson. Next pitch way outside. Ball two. DeWinkler, not much of a lead over there at first base and actually heading back to first base on the pitch. So not getting much of a read on Hop. And I imagine Lake Roosevelt be a little more cautious on the base pass. There's a high fly ball in the right center field. Josephek will move over and make the catch. The Sales outfielders get such a good jump on the ball. Cody got a nice read off the bat, ran a long way to his right, made the catch for the second out. Now bring up Keith Rosenbaum, the cleanup hitter for Lake Roosevelt. Grounded out to Hain, his first time up at shortstop. First pitch, fastball swing, snap throw down to first base. DeWinkler just does get back. Cameron Richmond thought he had him. Taken off for the dugout. Cameron feeling it back there. The freshman throwing out a couple runners. Showing off the arm. One strike on Rosenbaum. Next pitch low and away for ball one. Count even at a ball and a strike. Logan Hoff in the stretch, his team up 5-0. Next pitch, well, we got a bot calling. I think what happened to Logan there is when you go into your stretch, you've got to come set for about a second. Logan just kind of boom, and then quick pitch it to the plate. So a bot call on Hoff will send DeWinkler down to second base. So Lake Roosevelt, for the first time in this ballgame, has a runner in scoring position. And their cleanup hitter with a 1-1 count on him. The senior Rosenbaum at the plate. He fouls this one out of plate on the right side. One ball, two strikes on Rosenbaum. Beautiful day here in Walla Walla. A bit cooler than it's been earlier in the week. I would say mid-70s, low 70s, and a little bit of a breeze is making it feel even a little bit cooler, but a nice day to watch a baseball game. Another pitch fouled out of play. Or to listen to if you're out doing some yard work or sitting in the stands with your headphones, I don't know. And it's nice to see that 5 spot, the crooked number for DeSales, and the 0 for Lake Roosevelt here in the top of the fourth inning. Next pitch is low and way to Rosenbaum. He's making Hoff work here in the top of the fourth inning. Count even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. DeWinkler in scoring position at second base. Moved down there on the bot call on Hoft. Here's a 2-2 pitch hit hard in the left field. That's a base hit. Pomeranian's right on it. They're going to wave him in. Now he puts the brakes on late. Cordero dropped the relay throw. They had Rosenbaum hung up between first and second, but Spencer couldn't glove it cleanly. But a late stop sign as DeWinkler put on the brakes in the grass in front of the DeSales dugout. So runners at the corners now. And 3 hits in this inning for Lake Roosevelt. And Lee Williams will hit one down third base side. Gloved by Cordero, throws across to the out. So the Irish get out of a little trouble there. No run. 3 Lake Roosevelt hits. And 2 runners left on base. DeSales leads it 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning of this regional tournament contest on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
At Super One Foods, we know that the two biggest things on your mind when you arrive are how quickly you can get your shopping done and how much money will still be in your pocket when you walk out the door. That's why we work so hard to present you with an enjoyable one-stop shopping experience that saves you time and money and has you leaving with a smile on your face. You'll especially appreciate our extensive selection of 77 organic fruits and vegetables. Plus, we're the only store where you'll find Huckleberry's Natural Market, which offers a broad array of natural and organic foods and products. Super One Foods, 9th Street, Walla Walla.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales Irish used good defense to survive the first legitimate Lake Roosevelt threat. Cameron Richmond erases a base runner caught stealing. And Spencer Cordero, nice glove work at third base with two on and two out, field the ground ball. And Lake Roosevelt has switched pitchers. On the mound now, Kramer Carlson, the catcher, will go to the pitching position, and Brady Black, the pitcher, will move to catcher. So the battery mates trade places. As Black struggled, walked six batters in four innings. And he leaves the game down 5-0. First pitch over to Travis Hain is strike one. Sales working with a 5-0 lead, trying to add on. The ball hit hard down the third base. Lee Williams gloves it, throws across nicely for the out. And that'll bring up Spencer Cordero. Spencer's had some challenges in the batter's box here at Burleski Stadium in the past week. A couple strikeouts in the district championship game against Asotin. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Today, got caught looking with a runner on in the first inning and struck out with two on in the second inning. First pitch to Cordero over for strike one. On deck, Tim Cottle, whose two-run home run got the Irish off to a great start in that first inning. Sales have scored all but one of the runs after two were out. Spencer takes another strike from Carlson. Spencer looking for that pitch he wants it. Now he hasn't seen it yet. Now two strikes, he'll have to be a little less selective. Only senior on the DeSales roster. He hits this one up the first base side. Piccolo will boot it, and Cordero's going to be safe at first base. So a two-hopper to first baseman Piccolo, and he commits his second error of the game. And Spencer is on base with one out for Tim Cottle. Third error unofficially on the Lake Roosevelt. Piccolo's first error was a big one as they had Travis Hain in a hot box between first and second after they had picked him off. They threw it to Piccolo at first base, and he dropped the ball, and Hain was able to get back safely. First pitch to Tim Cottle is low. Tim, the towering two-run homer in the first inning, a four-pitch walk in the third inning, and then was caught rounding, taking too big of a turn at third base on a Cameron Richmond double. Next pitch low and away for ball two. Cordero over at first base. Carlson checks him. Here's the pitch in low and away, knocked down by Black. So 3-0 to Cottle. So the in-flight scouting report for Lake Roosevelt on Tim Cottle is, we got to keep it away from him. a little too late, though, after the two-run blast in the first inning. That pitch on the outside corner for strike one. 3-1 on Cottle. On deck is Cameron Richmond, who's got to have another nice day in postseason play. Cameron's 2-for-2, throwing a couple runners out from his catcher position. Cottle hit, goes after one and hits it hard into center field. And right by the center fielder, it's going to roll all the way to the... Though I'm not for the warning track in deep center, Cordero's going to score easily. Cottle's going to motor into third base. So the center fielder, there's just a hard line drive to center field. Instead of gloving it with his body behind the ball, he tried to sidestep it and come up throwing, and he missed it completely. And so a two-base error after the base hit by Tim Cottle. They might score that a triple for Tim. I'm going to score it a single and a two-base error on the center fielder. So the Irish now lead 6-0. And Cameron Richmond, who's 2-for-2 in the ballgame, doubled on one hop to the wall in left field, came around to score on a Cody Joseph ground out. And he's ahead in the count, 2-0. Tim Cottle over at third base. So the Sales up 6-0 now. Lynn Ritzville Sprague will be the opponent for one of these teams in the regional championship game. Jam shot to center, shallow center field right behind the bag at second base. A catch and a slip to the ground by the shortstop, Tyler Garvin. That ball, at first I thought it was going to be a little pop up in the infield, but then it looked like it might carry to the outfield. And Garvin, nice sliding catch behind the bag in the grass. Behind second base. So two outs now for DeSales. And Logan Hoft had a base hit, a stolen base, scored on a wild pitch in the third inning, takes the first pitch for strike one. Logan, the pitcher of record for the Irish, could pick up another run for his guys and himself. The base hit, a line shot at Garvin. He gloves it. Is it a catch? No, not the throw from his feet. His knees, and Piccolo wasn't over at first base. Garvin, a low line drive just to his right. He dove to make the catch, but it short hopped him. Piccolo, the first baseman, I'm not sure what he was thinking. Obviously, he thought that his teammate caught the ball, because when Garvin, from his knees, threw it over, Piccolo was standing about halfway between first base and the pitcher's mound. So a base hit for Hoff. I think he would have beat it anyway. And an RBI for Logan, and a snap throw over to try to get Darryl Galloway, his courtesy running. So Cottle scores. And the Sales now 7-0. Josefek with an infield ground out that brought in Cameron Richmond his last time up. Pitch low in the dirt, knocked down by Black. Galloway stays at first base. 1-1 on Josefek. Galloway, I said Logan Hoff stole the base and scored. He did not. That was Galloway running for him. A little check swing number. It's going to find some room. No, the second baseman over there. Oh, wow, throw it. Piccolo stabs it. But Lake Roosevelt, lucky to get out of that inning. His little check swinger, it looked like it might roll into right field, and the second baseman did the hard part. The Winkler hustled over there and got to it, and then just about pulled Piccolo off the bag. But DeSales gets two more runs on two Lake Roosevelt errors and a couple of base hits, and the Irish now lead 7-0 heading to the fifth inning of this one on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Burleski Stadium here in Walla Walla for the top of the fifth inning. Dalton Butane, senior right fielder, has nubbed a pitch foul back on the first pitch from Hoff. Now, next pitch from Hoff is inside for a ball. Butane 0 for 1, flew out to right field his first time up. Another quick pitch in there for a ball. Hoff gave up three hits in the last inning, but got off the hook a little bit with the help from his catcher, Cameron Richmond, who threw out a base runner trying to steal second. There's a swing and a miss by Butane, count even at 2-2. Logan bring the windup quickly. Off-speed pitch stays inside, so Butane has worked the count full. Blake Roosevelt, four hits. He's had the leadoff man on base the last couple of innings. But they've had two base runners thrown out stealing, attempting to steal by Cameron Richmond. Swing and a miss, and strike three. So Hoff records his second strike out of the game. Logan has not walked a batter. Very solid all season long in that department. On the regular season, 61 strikeouts and only 16 walks all year. He asked for a new baseball, and we'll get it. Tyler Garvin, who had the first hit of the game for Lake Roosevelt, led off the bunt, and he'll take that pitch right in the top of the seven in the middle of the back. Hoff curveball that didn't quite snap off for him. It kind of floated in there, and Garvin turned his back on it. And so as I talk about Logan's control, he allows a base runner with a hit by pitch. That'll bring up Tim Locke, who flew off the left field, a diving catch on a nice play by Kyler Pomeranian in the third inning. Big play, because running on that pitch was Garvin, and he had to get back. Pitch low to Locke for ball one. Locke is a junior. Experienced roster for the Lake Roosevelt Raiders. Five seniors and four juniors in the lineup. That pitch is over for a strike on the outside corner. Taking all the way was Locke. Garvin was caught stealing in the third inning after that bunt single. It was a throw by Hoff. Garvin is back safely. But now down 7-0. I can't imagine Lake Roosevelt's going to take many chances on the base paths. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A little low and away up pitch there is Locke. Kind of tried to take a little swipe at it late. Already in Richmond's glove, so fooled badly on that one. The next pitch up all the way out of the strike zone. Richmond has to come out of his crouch to get that one. And the count even at two balls, two strikes. Hoff works the dirt around on the mound here at Burleski Stadium. That red clay finally groomed by head groundskeeper Tim Duncan. There's a ground ball through the hole on the left side for a solid base hit by Locke. And with one out, Lake Roosevelt, for the second inning in a row, has multiple base runners. And Kendall Piccolo, the number nine hitter for the Raiders, had a bit of a challenging day over there at first base. He's had a couple of nice scoop plays on errant throws, but he's also had a couple of errors over there at first base. That pitch way outside to Piccolo. Ball one. Two on, just one out. The sails up 7-0. Just want Logan to throw it in there and make him hit it somewhere. Pitch foul straight back. Count even in a ball and a strike on Piccolo. Saw several of the Lynn Ritzville Sprague players out in the right center field bleachers sitting in the shade. Just got up and went somewhere. They will play the winner of this game. They beat Warden 4-3. A little bit of an upset. Warden, the number one team out of District 5-6. Lynn Ritzville, the number two team out of District 7 up near Spokane. District 5-6 is basically the Yakima area up through Wenatchee all the way north to the Canadian border in central Washington. Count even at 2-2 as a little geography there. Hoff in the stretch. Pick low, 2-2 pitch coming in is outside for ball three. So Logan wavering a little bit, leadoff strikeout to Butane, and then hit Garvin, and has given up a single, and now gone 3-2, and then there's a pitch in the dirt, that's ball four. So Lake Roosevelt has loaded the bases, and that will bring Mike Postlewaite, the Sales assistant coach, out of the dugout to visit with the junior pitcher, Logan Hoft. And the Lake Roosevelt base runners will all go over to talk with their head coach, Brandon Byers. So Lake Roosevelt has it where they want it right now. They've got the bases loaded, and they've got the top of their order at the plate. The Sales was able to wriggle off the hook against the Soton in the district tournament last week in the top of the fourth inning, if my memory serves me correct. It was a 3-3 ball game, two outs, bases loaded. Cameron Richmond came on in relief and drew a pop-up from the number three hitter in the Soton order. And then the Sales, after two were out in the bottom of the fourth inning, put 15 runs on the board and went on to win 18-4. First pitch over to Brady Black is strike one. Black, a base hit his last time up, and then was caught stealing. There's a shot into left field for a base hit. That will score a run. They're going to wave in as the second runner, and then Pomerania loses the ball briefly and gets it back in. The two runs are in as Brady Black, the leadoff hitter for the Lake Roosevelt Raiders, two-run single. And then the runners move up, Piccolo to third, Black to second, on the air in the outfield by Pomeraning. So it's 7-2 now, and the Raiders have two more runners in scoring position for Justin DeWinkler, who had a base hit his last time up. Swing and a miss there. Two pitches into DeWinkler as I try to keep my stat sheet in order, one a ball and one a strike. Just one out, two runners in scoring position. Next pitch, low and outside to DeWinkler. In a big-time game, you'd look down into the bullpen and see if somebody's warming up, but the next pitcher in line for DeSales is the catcher, Cameron Richmond. There's a little number to Cordero. The runner's going to head home. They'll throw home and tag Piccolo out easily. So Piccolo, safe running error there. A little chopper right in front of him. Soft, low, high chopper. And he took off loping towards home plate, and Spencer Cordero just threw it easily to home, and Richmond waited for Piccolo, so the Irish get a break there. As Piccolo is the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Carlson. Carlson takes strike one. On that play, Black moved over to third. So runners at the corners with two outs for Lake Roosevelt. The Sales. There's a base hit down the middle, up the middle by Carlson. Glove by Hayne, and over to second base for the out. Travis Hayne. Nice sliding stop of a ball that looked like it was going to make it up the middle. Shoveled it to Dean at second base, and DeWinkler is out. Good defense by the Irish. Averts further damage, but Lake Roosevelt does get two runs on two hits. There was one Irish error and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. DeSales up by five runs, leading at 7-2 in this regional first-round contest, 100.7 FM KHSS.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. Giza, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of Giza's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GizaHomeLoans.com. Giza, it's where you belong. Giza Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0000.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Lake Roosevelt has 5 hits the last 2 innings. A walk, a hit batter, and a balk also in the columns those last 2 innings. The DeSales has played some solid defense to hold Lake Roosevelt to 2 runs through those 2 innings. That play at the end of the inning there by Travis Hain, the shortstop, ranging right behind the bag. I thought it was a base hit. Hain came out of nowhere, slid and gloved it behind the bag, and lobbed it to Jodine at second base to save a run. Nash are up 7-2, heading to the bottom of the 5th inning. Adam Esko will lead it off for DeSales. Adam is 0-for-2 today. He's walked both times. Stolen base in the first inning, then was thrown out at home trying to take advantage of an errant throw from the third baseman back to the pitcher. Walked and scored in the third. Having a nice postseason, he was 3-for-4 last weekend in the district tournament. Pitch in the dirt to Esko for ball one. As I've mentioned, the winner will take on Lynn Ritzville Sprague in the state quarterfinals. The winner of that game will advance to the semifinals in Ellensburg, Washington at Central Washington University next weekend. Next pitch, also Lode Askell. It's a fun time of year for everybody involved in high school sports and high school in general. Seniors getting ready to graduate, just a couple weeks left in school. All the spring sports teams are in tournament play. Eskel takes a 3-0 pitch for a strike. Congratulations to the Lady Irish softball team. They won the district title with a 9-2 win over Waitsburg Prescott. So the Lady Irish will go to Yakima and the state tournament next weekend. Head coach Russ Vare will take his girls over there. Several of the DeSales Tracksters have advanced to the state tournament. Nick Wales in 2 events, setting a district record in 300-meter hurdles. Also advancing in the long jump, Allison Wujek advancing in the long jump as well. There was also track action yesterday. I did not get totals from yesterday. Anthony Brown is also going to state in the discus. And then we've got several golfers going to state. That starts Tuesday and Wednesday. They actually have a practice round on Monday. Ryan Baumgart, Irish junior, boys district champion, and his sister Emily, just an 8th grader, golfing on the high school team. Only 2 girls on the high school golf team. Her and Ashton Montgomery both traveling to the state tournament. Emily is the district champion. Jared Conan and Bryce Scott and Scott Kimball will also advance, so the boys have an excellent chance at a team title. Under the leadership of Ryan Baumgart, Scott and Conan have also had some great scores. Scott Kimball just an 8th grader, so the golf team under head coach Lon Olson, an excellent opportunity heading over to Tacoma early this week. As I talk about spring sports results, Kyler Pomeranian is at the plate. The 2-1 count, and Adam Esko has walked, so kind of lost track of my play-by-play job. snap throw over, almost out of the reach of Piccolo. I got the attention of first base coach Mike Postlewaite. Eskel dives back safely. Two balls, one strike on Pomeranian. Kyler one for one at the plate today. A sacrifice bunt. Then he's hit in the foot there. Foot, shin, somewhere in the lower left leg. The umpire's going to ask him if he's okay. Says, yes, I am. So hit batter. Pomeranian at first. Eskel moves down to second. So the Irish trying to answer the two runs that were scored in the top of this fifth, and now a probably somewhat frustrated Brandon Byers, pretty animated with the umpire, saying, hey, don't they have to get out of the way? Because Kyler just kind of flexed his knee back towards his center of gravity, I guess you'd say, and just took that ball off the shin. And Coach Cox has a great comment to that. Hey, it's the batter's box. Why should we have to move out of the batter's box? It's not the pitcher's box. And Dean squares late to bunt and fouls it all the way out of play over the screen and over the press box. So two on, nobody out. Joe Dean, who handles the bat very well, is at the plate. Joe is 0 for 2 today. Reached base in the second inning on a walk, and there's a pitch. Low into the dirt's going to squirt all the way in front of the DeSales dugout, and the runners move up. Didn't look like it hit the dirt. It looked like it was off the glove of Black, so I'm going to call that a pass ball. So DeSales has two runners in scoring position, and Joe has a one-ball, one-strike count. Joe, a 409 hitter on the season, but a very good RBI man from his leadoff spot. 26 RBIs on the regular season for Joe Dean, the junior. Hits this one foul up the first base side. Mike Postlewaite will head over to the fence and retrieve the loose ball. Second pitcher of the day for Lake Roosevelt, Kramer Carlson, the senior, came on in the fourth inning to start the fourth inning. Little turn and throw to second base behind the runners and back easily is Pomeranian, and now they'll get that foul ball back to the umpires. There's a little stoppage of play. Carlson in the stretch. Pitch way outside to Dean, and the count evens at 2-2 on Joe. Two on in scoring position. Irish up 7-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Carlson, a senior, checks the runners. There's a 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Ball dropped. They'll have to throw it down to first base. They will. Piccolo makes the play, tagging first base. And Joe Dean is out on the strikeout for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Travis Hain. Hain is 1-for-2 today. Singled and scored in the first inning. Survived being caught off first base on a pickoff attempt. Got in the hot box, and the first baseman, Kendall Piccolo, dropped the ball, putting the tag on Hain. And then Travis scored on the towering home run by Tim Cottle. Travis trying to blow it open here with a base hit. Beautiful defensive play on his part to stop any further damage as Lake Roosevelt scored two runs in the top of this inning. Takes the first pitch for strike one. Next pitch in. Swing and a miss. So Carlson ahead of Hain, 0-2. So the first two runners get on, a walk, a hit batter, and then a pass ball, have Eskel at third and Pomeranian at second. And Carlson facing the top of the Irish order. He struck out Dean, and there's a pitch outside to Hain, 1-2. Spencer Cordero is on deck. There's a ball hit into right center field. The center fielder's got a nice jump on it. He'll make the catch. Tagging is Eskel. He'll score easily. So Travis Hain did the job. Got the ball deep enough into the outfield to score Eskel. So the pass ball hurts Lake Roosevelt, as the Irish manufacture a run there and lead it 8-2 now. with two outs. And Kyler Pomerani at second base and Spencer Cordero a chance to pick up an RBI here. Spencer 0 for 2 on the day. A couple of strikeouts and reached base on an error and scored in the fourth inning. Carlson's pitch to Cordero outside off of Black's glove and all the way to the backstop, and Pomerani will move up to third base. Now, we'll call that one a wild pitch. I gave a pass ball to Black on the last one. Unofficially, the fourth wild pitch of the game on Lake Roosevelt. They've had five or six balls squirt around to the backstop today. One ball on Cordero. He hits one hard to left center field. The center fielder on his horse. He's not going to catch him for this one. This is going to roll all the way to the fence. And the run is going to score. Spencer Cordero with the stand-up double. They played their outfielders pretty shallow all game long. And Spencer put a pretty good charge into that one to left center field. And we'll see if that gets the senior Spencer going here as we hope the playoff run continues. So the Irish has scored two runs now here as the walk and the hit batter come around to score for the Irish, and they now lead it 9-2. Tim Connell at the plate. Tim is two for two. He's been on base every time. Home run, a base hit, and a walk. Scored twice. Takes the first pitch for ball one. Next pitch off the knees on the outside corner for a strike. Sales has scored in every inning but the second. Two in the first, three in the third, two in the fourth, now two in the fifth. There's a pitch in the dirt blocked nicely by Black. Cordero will stay at second base. Irish up 9-2 now. The winner will face Linda Ritzville Sprague, an upset winner in the first game of this regional tournament, beating Warden 4-3. Warden, a number one seed out of District 5-6, has a breaking ball on the inside corner called strike two. Count even at 2-2 on Cobble. Carlson in the stretch. 2-2 pitch on the way, breaking ball up and away for ball three. And the count is full on Cottle. Trying to get the Irish score to double digits. They're up 9-2 right now. Cordero at second base. Next pitch low and inside for ball four. So Tim Cottle has had a very productive day at the plate. Two walks, two hits, including that two-run home run. And the Irish have two on for Cameron Richmond. He's been pretty solid to play today as well. Base hit in the first inning, double on one hop to the fence and left field in the third inning. He's also played well defensively at the catcher position. He's thrown out two base stealers. Freshman a chance to pick up an RBI here with Cordero down at second base. First pitch up and away for ball one to Richmond. Cameron, a very solid 360 batting average on the regular season. Next pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Count even at 1-1. Now we've had very breezy conditions at times, but as I look out down the right field line now, the flag is limp just beyond the fence on this beautiful spring day in May. Spencer Cordero got the old footwork going to try to distract the pitcher. There's a solid base hit to right center field. Cordero can score easily. And moving to third is Connell. Cameron Richmond's going to leg it in for his second double of the game. And a little fist bump as he does so. Cameron Richmond, a line drive with some pace on the ball to right center field. His second double of the game. And that will bring in a run. And DeSales up 10-2 now. And Connell moves over to third. Cordero scores from second base. So the second hit of the inning, a couple doubles, one by Spencer Cordero to deep left center field, and that a line shot by Richmond to right center field. Logan Hoff will come to the plate, and there's a pitch inside. It hits him. And now I've got coaches from both dugouts coming out. We've got the Irish wanting to substitute, and Brandon Byers the head coach for Lake Roosevelt just wants the umpire's attention. I think he just wants to go talk to his pitcher. So Hop hit by the pitcher. And now the pinch runner will, or the courtesy runner will be Tyler Jacobson, because Darryl Galloway will bat in Cody Josephek's spot. Galloway's been playing right field the last inning. And Coach Byers' visit with his senior pitcher is over. The Sails up 10-2, and they scored quite a few runs with two outs here in the postseason. And a chance to blow this one open, possibly end it on the 10-run rule here. Just like that. It was 7-2, now it's 10-2, and Darryl Galloway has the bases loaded for him as he steps in. First pitch is way outside to Galloway. The ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. Eskel started off with a walk, then Pomeranian got hit. Joe Dean struck out. Sacrifice fly by Travis Haynes scored a run, but it did make the second out. The Sails have scored two more with two outs on a Spencer Cordero double and a Cameron Richmond double. Next pitch, also a ball. Working quickly is Carlson, strike on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike to Galloway. Sails up 10-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next pitch, high and away to Galloway. Count evens at 2-2. Adam Eskel on deck as the Irish have batted around, or batted into the ninth batter of the inning. Bases are loaded. Galloway's at the plate. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball up over his head. Oh, 3-1 pitch. He walked. Irish missed the pitch. Got the count goofed up. All right, so Darryl Galloway draws a walk with the bases loaded. That's an RBI. Tim Cottle scores. Richmond will move to third. Tyler Jacobson, the courtesy runner, will move to second. And just like that, the Sails has the game-ending run at third base. Adam Eskel, his second plate appearance here in the fifth inning. Irish now up 11-2. Takes the first pitch for ball one. Pay a little closer attention to the pitches and the scoreboard. Not always matching up. That ball over for a called strike to Eskel. Adam has walked all three times as Lake Roosevelt pitching has struggled with the base on balls all game long. Unofficially 9 walks and a couple of hit batters. Ball, another ball to Eskel. 2 balls, 1 strike. Brady Black walked 6 through the first 3 innings. And Carlson has walked 2 more. So that's 8 walks and 2 hit batters. There's a strike over to Eskel to even the count at 3-2. As I try to count up the walks. So no place to put them. 2 outs, bases loaded. See if the runners will take off. They should. Yes, they will. As Carlson's in the windup, here's the 3-2 pitch. Strike 3 as Eskel takes it looking. And the game will continue. The Sails can't put the final nail in the coffin. 11-2 as we head to the sixth inning. The Sails scored 4 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning on 1-2 hits, several walks, and 3 runners left on base. We'll get to the sixth inning. The Sails up 11-2 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is a great way for you to see what's happening at your local parish or Catholic school. Whether it's the Altar Society, the Catholic Daughters, the Knights of Columbus, or various parish ministries, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com will help you stay involved. If you have travel plans, use OurCatholicNeighborhood.com to learn more about the Catholic presence at your destination before your arrival. There are literally thousands of links to the internet-enabled Catholic world at OurCatholicNeighborhood.com. Start exploring today.
Customers love the fact that all our new vehicles are value priced. It makes buying a new vehicle fun again. So we've decided to make another big change. Now, all our used vehicles are also value priced. No negotiation is necessary, and you can feel confident that you are getting a quality used vehicle at a great price. So as we continue to whittle away at this recession, visit our new website, ebadgeandtoyota.com, and pick out your favorite vehicle, whether new or used, value priced. Ebadgeand Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at Brolewski Stadium here in Walla Walla, site of the Region 4 tournament here in the state of Washington, sponsored by the Les Schwab and the WIAA and the Dairy Farmers of Washington. Four tournaments going on around the state to determine the final four for baseball playoffs here in the spring of the year. Semifinals and finals will be held next weekend in Ellensburg. The Sales up 11-2, looking like they will face Lynn Ritzville Sprague, who won the 10 o'clock game, beating Warden 4-3. And Ritzville Sprague and DeSales played last year on this field. There's a pop fly into shallow right center. It's going to drop for a base hit for Keith Rosenbaum to lead off the sixth inning. Lake Roosevelt has had their hitters and their base runners, but solid DeSales defense has kept them to two runs. Logan Hoff has been around the plate. He has one walk and one hit batter, both last inning. There's a ball hit hard down the third baseline. It's fair for a base hit. Lee Williams, first pitch, swinging. So, and then they'll move up another base as Pomeranian has to hustle over to get it. I was already recording it as a single. It's a double as Williams goes sprinting into second base and Rosenbaum all the way to third. So there's the Lake Roosevelt scouting report. Fast and aggressive on the base paths, they show it there. And Dalton Butane, one of two Logan Hoff strikeout victims in this game, will stand in. He's 0 for 2. Runners at second, third. First pitch swing, pop up in the infield. Logan Hoff's going to make the catch in front of Tim Cottle. And that's the play that you want to let the first baseman have. And Logan Hoff said he kept calling for it. We don't want the pitcher catching that ball. And Cottle and Hoff almost ran into each other, but they got the out. Nobody got hurt. Tyler Gervin, first pitch swinging. Lake Roosevelt trying to jump on Hoff right away in the count. Fouled that first pitch away. Garvin hit by a pitch and scored in the last inning. He's one for one with the base hit. Bunt single. Swing and a miss with a pitch in the dirt outside. So, good pitch calling strategy by the Irish coaching staff and good execution by Logan Hoff as the Lake Roosevelt hitter is very aggressive, chasing pitches off the plate, and then he takes the pitch on the outside corner of the knees. Nice location for Hoff as he strikes out Garvin for the second out of the inning. So after two are on at second and third with no outs. Now Hoff has two outs and Tim Locke at the plate. Locke, a base hit his last time up, calls a little timeout, steps 1 foot out of the box. Hoff will step off now back on. Logan working from the windup. His team up 11-2. Check swing fouled into the on deck circle. Kendall Piccolo will retreat it. Locke scored the second of the two runs for Lake Roosevelt in the last inning. Irish up 11-2. That pitch just off the outside corner. Count even at a ball and a strike. Logan in the windup. That pitch right at the knees on the outside corner for strike two. Logan is locating very well in this ballgame, keeping the ball below the waist of pretty much all the hitters and working that outside corner. And there's another one right on the outside corner for strike three, foul. So Hoff strikes out two after the first two Raider batters reach base. And we'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. DeSales up 11-2. No runs, two hits, no Irish errors, and two left on base. DeSales can end it with a run here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're up 11-2, and we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Adhering to a regular feeding schedule provides some control over your puppy's need to go outside. Most pets will need a trip outdoors within the first hour after eating, so avoid large meals just before confinement. Offer food two or three times each day at the same times and make it available for no longer than 30 minutes. The last meal should be finished 3 to 5 hours before bedtime. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The sale's up 11-2 here as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. They were one pitch away from 10-run ruling the Raiders last inning. The Irish have the bases loaded. And Adam Eskel took a called third strike. The Irish have been very efficient offensively. Two runs in the first inning, no runs in the second, but then a 3, a 2, and a 4 on the scoreboard in the last three innings. And they lead it 11-2. So Kyler Pomeranian will bat to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Irish. Kyler is 1-for-1 today. He's been on base twice. Takes the first pitch low from Carlson. Sacrifice bunt, his first time up. RBI single, his second time up. Hit by a pitch and scored last inning. Takes another pitch low. DeSales was only out hit Lake Roosevelt 10-8 unofficially, but Lake Roosevelt 8 unofficial walks, 2 hit batters, few errors as well. And Pomeranian takes a strike there from Carlson. Carlson working quickly, 2 balls, 1 strike. Next pitch in the dirt, and it's 3-1 to Kyler. A typical recipe for the Irish, just do the things fundamentally sound. I think of a Kyler Pomeranian diving defensive catch in the second inning, third inning, after Lake Roosevelt had their first base runner and kind of had the hit and run going. And then Travis Hayne, a sliding stop of the ball behind the bag to end a threat in the fourth, I think it was. There's a bunt by Joe Dean down the first base side. He's tagged out as I talk too much, as is usual. Pomeranian is blocked. Dean will move him down to second base, though, with the bunt. And sacrifice bunt by Joe Dean. And I'll bring up Travis Hayne, who singled and scored on the Tim Cottle home run back in the first inning. There's a pop-up on the right side. Piccolo's going to have room, and he'll make the catch. Tagging up is Pomeranian. He's going to dive into third base. Good heads-up base running by Kyler Pomeranian. For a pop-up in foul territory for the second out, that's the bad news. The good news is Pomeranian able to tag up and move to third. Now bring up Spencer Cordero. Spencer, after striking out his first two times up today, has reached base his last two times, an error in the fourth inning on a solid double to deep left center field that drove in a run in the fifth inning. And Brandon Byers wants to talk things over with his pitcher, Kramer Carlson. They've got second and third base open. Cordero and Cottle have shown power, but there's really no weak spot in this DeSales lineup. Cameron Richmond would be the guy they would have to face if Cordero and Cottle were to reach, and Cameron is 3-for-4 today with a couple of doubles. imagine Cordero's the guy they want to go after. He's 1-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts and takes the first pitch over for strike one. Here's a one-strike pitch to Cordero, swing and a miss with another breaking ball. For strike two, Spencer quickly behind the count. The winning run, the game-ending run, is at third base. Irish up 11-2. 10-run rule is in effect in postseason play. Two-strike pitch takes it low for a ball. Steady diet of curveballs from Carlson to the lone senior on the Irish roster, Spencer Cordero. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball just off the plate outside. And the third baseman, very active over there. Lee Williams, he's jumped up and down a few times that the umpire's call's not going the way of his team. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, strike three on Cordero. Spencer kind of flinched like he thought it was going to hit him. It broke all the way over the plate, so Spencer's third strikeout of the game. And we will head to the seventh inning as Lake Roosevelt making the Irish earn it here. We'll head to the seventh inning. Lake Roosevelt's got to put 9 runs up to keep this one going. DeSales up 11-2. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the top of the seventh inning. The sales up 11-2. Lake Roosevelt will have the top of their order up, and they've got a huge task. They've got to score 9 runs. Actually, that's Piccolo. It's up. Tim Locke was the batter struck out to end the sixth inning. So Piccolo, the number 9 hitter, takes a pitch way inside for ball 2 now. Lake Roosevelt's got to score 9 runs to keep this game going. Lynn Ritzville Sprague has moved over to the batting cages to my left and get some hitting work in. They beat Warden 4-3 in a much closer first game. Warden, the number 1 team out of District 5-6. Lake Roosevelt comes down there as the number 3 team. Piccolo has taken a couple pitches, and the count is even at now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swing and a miss. As Logan Hoff had 2 strikeouts through the first 5 innings, he's now got 3 strikeouts in a row, for a total of 5 strikeouts unofficially for Hoff. He had 1 hiccup, 1 walk, and 1 hit batter. So 2 hiccups, I guess you'd say, in the control department, but overall very good with the control. He's over a strike 1 to Brady Black. Black fouls this one softly on the third base side. His hit coach will go out of the coaching box and go retrieve the ball. 2 strikes on Black. The junior is 2-for-3 today. He pops this one up in the infield. Cordero's got a bead on it. Now drift to the outfield. Now he'll feed to Hain as Hain comes over and makes the catch. Hit way up in the air. So It's game time now for the Raiders. Justice DeWinkler, the last hope for Lynn Ritzville, for Lake Roosevelt. DeWinkler 1-for-3 in the ball game. Takes the first pitch up and in for a ball. Got some old notes here. DeSales beat Lynn Ritzville Sprague last year 5-3 for the regional championship. Logan Hoff was the winner in that game. DeSales scored in the top of the seventh. Helped deserve the win. DeWinkler hits down third base. Cordero goes down to a knee, long throw across. It's not in time. Cordero able to glove it, but stumbled to his knees and down and wasn't able to make the throw. He fielded it cleanly. So I guess we scored out a hit by DeWinkler. Now we'll bring up Kramer Carlson. Carlson, one of five seniors on the Lake Roosevelt roster, his final high school at bat, most likely. And he pops it up behind home plate. Cameron Richmond's going to try to glove it, but he runs out of room and he goes into the screen. Good hustle by Cameron. And the senior for Lake Roosevelt will pick up Cameron's headgear and hand it to him. Good bit of sportsmanship. Catcher to catcher. Carlson started the game behind the plate, has pitched the last three innings, though. And there's a strike on the outside corner. And they call a third strike, and that's the ball game. So Hoff strikes out four of the last five batters he faces. And DeSales will play for the regional championship in the state quarterfinals against Lynn Ritzville Sprague with an 11-2 win over Lake Roosevelt. We'll be back with the Happy Totals on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live in what has turned into a doubleheader broadcast of DeSales Baseball. The Irish boys win the first round game here at the regional tournament, 11-2 over Lake Roosevelt. Lake Roosevelt's season is over. DeSales will advance to take on Lynn Ritzville Sprague, who beat Warden 4-3 in the first game of the day. Lynn Ritzville Sprague, the number two team out of District 7. DeSales, the number one team out of District 9, will play for the Region 4 championship and a berth in next weekend's state semifinals in Ellensburg. DeSales, 11 runs, 10 hits. They committed just one error and left 10 runners on base. Some good defense throughout the contest. Lake Roosevelt, 2 runs on 9 hits, but they did commit unofficially 4 errors, left 7 runners on base, walked 8 batters, hit 2 batters. So too many free passes, a couple mistakes on the defense in key moments, and DeSales got off to the fast start with the Tim Cottle 2-run home run after a potential third out was not recorded when they had Travis Hain in the hot box and couldn't complete it. And that's what DeSales baseball will do. When a team makes a mistake, they make you pay for it. So the Irish able to score with 2 outs in that inning on the 2-run homer by Tim Cottle. And later on in the third inning, they added 3 more runs, 2 more in the fourth, and 4 runs in the fifth inning. I think 3 of those 4 runs came after 2 were out. And DeSales wins it, going away 11-2. Logan Hoff gets the win, his 11th win of the season. Brady Black, the loser for Lake Roosevelt. We'll be back with a scoring summary, some individual stats, and wrap things up for the first half of this doubleheader broadcast when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Do you need to expand your inventory or hire another employee? How do you make the most of your cash flow? How can you reduce or eliminate fees on your business checking account? These are issues that we at Community Bank help solve on a day-in, day-out basis. Need a good business bank? No problem. Community Bank, local money working for local people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Solutions, not problems.
Incentives, stimulus, rebate, tax credits. Sound confusing? Not for us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we have researched all the energy-saving opportunities that are available for you when you upgrade your current heating and cooling system. Not only do we know what they are, we do all the paperwork for you. Call today to find out how you could receive as much as $2,400 in energy-saving opportunities. Call 525-4868. That's 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back as the Burleski Stadium grounds crew head of the Burleski Stadium maintenance staff, Tim Duncan, grooming the first base path, and his assistant, Brian Biaggi, out there dragging the infield dirt. And the DeSales boys will just hang out in the third base dugout area. Lynn Richfield Sprague will get loosened up, and familiar opponents will match up in the regional title game. These two teams played last year, DeSales winning a close game 5-3, a game where they actually out-hit 7-6, but DeSales scored 3 runs in the first inning and was able to make it stand up for the 5-3 win last year. So a rematch of the Region 4 Championship from last year. Roosevelt loses to DeSales 11-2. Lynn Richfield Sprague beats Warden 4-3, and we have the Regional Championship matchup. Well, DeSales jumped on Lake Roosevelt right away in the first inning after Joe Dean was recorded on a ground out. Travis Hain reached base on a single, and then during a strikeout at bat by Spencer Cordero, somewhere in that process, Travis Hain was caught off first base on a pickoff attempt in the ensuing rundown, they had him easily at first base, but the first baseman, Kendall Piccolo, dropped the ball when he went to tag him. And Hayne breathed a deep sigh of relief, laying in the dirt there on top of first base. And then with two outs, Tim Cottle made the Lake Roosevelt defensive miscue pay with a towering two-run home run way over the top of the 20-foot-tall hand-operated scoreboard down the left field line for a two-run home run. Logan Hoff cruised through the first two innings, or first without giving up a hit, a leadoff base hit in the third inning, and then Garvin was erased trying to steal. Cameron Richmond threw out two base runners for Lake Roosevelt during the game to squelch a couple of rallies, and they did touch up Hoff for two runs in the fifth inning, but the Irish had scored three more in the third, two more in the fourth, and four more in the fifth to put it out of reach as DeSales wins the game 11-2. Production up and down the order for DeSales. Travis Hayne, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Spencer Cordero, an RBI double, 1-for-5 day for Spencer. Tim Cottle, 2-for-2. The home run, walked twice, scored three times. Cameron Richmond, another stellar day in the postseason, 3-for-4 with two doubles and an RBI and a run scored, and those two caught stealing base runners from his catcher position. Logan Hoff, 2-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored, and our winning pitcher. Cody Josephek was 0-for-3 but had an RBI infield out. Darryl Galloway had an RBI. Adam Eskel scored twice, and Kyler Pomeraning was 1-for-1 with an RBI. So production up and down the order for the DeSales lineup. We'll come back. We'll name our Dairy Queen player of the game for the first contest. We'll check the timetable for the championship regional game, and we'll share what's going on here at Burleski, see when the first pitch is scheduled. Sometimes they decide to move up the first pitch if there's time allowed. It's 3:07 right now. First pitch is not scheduled till 4 o'clock, but we certainly don't want to break away if they're going to move the start time up. So I'll see what I can find out. We'll be back in 2 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hassle-free, pressure-free, worry-free. Since 1950, these three statements have described the way Dale Graves does business. Hassle-free because they simply don't allow it. Pressure-free because high pressure is not the way to do business. And worry-free because their award-winning service department backs up all their sales. Others may make these claims. Dale Graves has been the dealership of choice for over 60 years. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. A tradition of satisfaction since 1950. South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and I've gotten word from tournament director Greg Fazzari that they will start this game at the regularly scheduled time, which is 4 o'clock. So So what we're going to do is wrap things up here and take a little break and then come back. DeSales wins it, of course, 11-2. Logan Hoff, the winning pitcher. I went through the offensive stats for DeSales during the last break, and I've reflected upon them and decided on our Dairy Queen player of the game. It's going to go to Tim Cottle. 2-for-2, the towering two-run home run to get the Irish off on the right foot in the bottom of the first inning. And he ended up with those two RBIs. He got on base every time, scored three runs. I'm sure he's a little disappointed at getting caught off third there on the Cameron Richmond double. But high school players, players at all levels, make mistakes once in a while. But all in all, a very good day for Tim Cottle, the DeSales junior. 2-for-2 with the home run, two ribbies, and three runs scored. He's our Dairy Queen player of the game. A couple of honorable mentions, Cameron Richmond, 3-for-4 with two doubles and an RBI and a run scored. And I think even more importantly, he stopped, helped stop, was the main part of stopping the Lake Roosevelt running game. Threw out two runners easily, had them gunned down with room to spare, and Lake Roosevelt likes to run. And every time they did, Cameron was able to stop them. And that's a team effort. Logan Hoff holding the runners close from the pitcher's mound. Logan, also an honorable mention, I think, 2-for-2 with an RBI and scored, and the winning pitcher in the first round regional win over Lake Roosevelt. So DeSales runs their record to 20-2, and they will take on a familiar opponent, the Lynn Ritzville Sprague Broncos, who beat Warden 4-3. It's a rematch of last year's regional championship game. It's scheduled first pitch at 4 o'clock. We will come back on the air at 3:45. So it's 3:12 on my watch right now. So we'll take about a 30-minute break, send it back to the studios. I'm glad you've been listening. And we'll be back at 3:45 for regional championship baseball, DeSales versus Lynn Ritzville Sprague. Now sending you back to the studios at 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.